The National FFA organization is a premier youth-led organization. Youth-led means that the youth make decisions. Each year at convention, delegates from around the country travel to make positive change for the National FFA. I'm sitting down with Ryan Matthews, Ohio FFA state president, and also a delegate committee chair. Ryan, tell us a little bit about what the delegates do at convention.
So the delegates usually come a few days before everyone else, really before convention starts. And what we do is we kind of dive into training and how to make those decisions. And then we go into six different committees, which can array from anything from the CDEs to SAEs or even the creation of diversity and inclusion. Then we go into our committees, we vote on them. Serving as a committee chair, I got to lead those meetings and pretty much create our report. And then each committee comes up with a report and gives it to the delegate body, which includes 475 people across the country. And then we will vote on that all together, and then it'll be reported at the ninth session.
Ryan, how did you get the title of a committee chair?
So during August, Casey Reinhart, the state vice president, and I went to Washington, D.C. for a thing called State Presidents Conference, or SPC, and with that we got to pick our first committee out of the six, and I got elected as committee chair.
What is a challenging moment that you had to overcome throughout the delegate process?
Definitely just first off getting tested with my parley. It's really fun to do, and I really enjoy that part. And also just, you know, really thinking about all the people we're affecting, because we're not just affecting yourselves. We're not just affecting Ohio FFA, but we're affecting the National FFA organization, which includes over 650,000 members.
Once again, we're sitting down with Ryan Matthews, Ohio FFA state president, also serving as a delegate committee chair at the 90th National FFA Convention. Reporting for National FFA, I'm Thomas Shaw.